Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Iris Clothing Limited Q4 and FY 2023 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sonia Keswani from EY Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you, Ms. Sonia.
Thanks, Irene, and good evening, everyone. On behalf of Iris Clothing Limited, I welcome all of you to the company's Q4 and FY 2023 earnings conference call. You would have already received the Q4 and FY 2023 results and investor presentation, which is also available in our filings with the NSE. To discuss the company's business performance during the year and outlook, we have with us today Mr. Santosh Latha, the Managing Director, Mr. Harshvardhan Sarda, the Business Head, and Neeraj Agarwal, the Chief Financial Officer of Iris Clothing. Before we proceed with the call, a disclaimer: please do note that anything said on this call during the course of the interaction and in our collaterals, which reflects the outlook towards the future or which should be construed as a certain forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the risks the company faces and may not be updated from time to time. More details are provided at the end of the presentation and other filings that can be found on our website, www.irisclothing.in. Should you have any queries or need any further information at the end of this call, you can reach out to us at the email addresses mentioned in the company collaterals. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to Harsh. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sonia. Good evening, everyone. This is Harshvardhan Sarda, the Business Head of Iris Clothing. Thank you for taking the time out to participate in our Q4 and FY 2023 earnings call. Now, before we delve into discussing our performance and developments, I would like to take a moment to talk about our company, Iris Clothing. Iris is a fast-growing kids' apparel company that is engaged in designing, manufacturing, branding, and selling garments. Our products are sold under the brand Doremi, which was launched within a year of starting the business in 2005. Doremi started its sales through the distributor-retailer network based out of Mumbai. That was our first point of start. Since then, the brand has been steadily gaining popularity from word-of-mouth publicity. It has also gained acceptance in the retail stores given the high quality and stylish range of collection and our ability to continuously launch new products with different lines. Doremi offers a wide range of apparel, starting from infants, toddlers, junior boys, and junior girls that suit both their indoor and outdoor requirements. The primary product categories that we deal with are tops, T-shirts, sweatshirts, shorts, trousers, joggers, infant wear, nightwear, and these products. Our brand has very good presence in 26 states across the country, with Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Gujarat, and Punjab being our key markets. We have 150+ distributors right now who are selling our garments, and this network is expanding as we speak. While most of our sale happens through this distribution network, we also have an online presence through e-commerce channels like FirstCry and our own direct-to-consumer platform, Doremi.in. Our company has attained good brand recall and growth through online channels and believes online could be an important channel for future growth. Moreover, we keep participating in various industry exhibitions across and trade shows to increase our visibility among our trade partners. We currently operate out of four key manufacturing sites based out of Howrah in West Bengal. The entire process of garment manufacturing is completed in-house, including design, development, cutting, printing, stitching, finishing, quality checks, and testing. Therefore, a manufacturing infrastructure that is strongly backward integrated enables us to have better control over quality and also makes us cost-efficient. The CapEx done in FY 2023 led to an increase in our installed capacity from 50,000 pieces to 33,000 pieces manufactured per day. With this additional capacity, we aim to manufacture somewhere around 27,000 to 30,000 pieces per day by FY 2024, from the current level of 24,000 pieces per day. Now, moving to our business updates in FY 2023. I'm very pleased to announce that we have been expanding on all fronts and have left no stone unturned to explore opportunities across. Designing has always been one of our core strengths, and I'm extremely happy to share that we have signed a licensing agreement with Disney or the UTV Software Communication Private Limited, the company in India, during the year. Now, this license will allow us to launch apparels designed with Disney and Marvel characters, and all the characters under the Disney universe under our brand, Doremi. These characters have tremendous popularity among kids and will be sold under our premium category. We did a sample launch of our Disney-designed apparels in Udaipur last quarter, and we are pleased to share that we started FY 2024 on a great note as we sent our first batch of orders of T-shirts designed with the Mickey and Mickey Friends characters. Going forward, we'll be launching product categories with various other Disney characters and Marvel characters in a phased manner throughout the year. Another noteworthy event that happened this week was that our facility at Uludeharia has been licensed by the Facility and Merchandise Authorization, or the Pharma Authorization Company, to manufacture and distribute products bearing the intellectual property of Disney. We will share more updates on this in the coming quarters. On the product side, we enhanced our infant wear vertical range by launching the accessories line in the first half of the current fiscal. We also launched our sportswear vertical in December 2022. The infant wear vertical has seen very good traction and is expected to contribute materially in the coming year. We are also planning to launch our under the garment vertical, which will hit the markets in the coming quarter as well. Now, with these developments, we believe that we have successfully built a comprehensive range of products for kids and are becoming a one-stop shop for all their needs. We also attended our first overseas exhibition in Dubai that saw participation from distributors and large retailers from various Middle East countries. We also did two exhibitions in Mumbai and conducted a dealer conference in Udaipur this year. On the domestic front, we have added 18 new distributors last year. We onboarded our first distributor in Uttarakhand and are expanding our reach in our stronger markets like Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Delhi and Punjab. On the export front, we have sent out shipments to countries like Portugal, Zambia, Saudi Arabia and Nepal. In an aim to transform digitally, we also launched our B2B platform for our distributors to improve the working capital cycle. Functionalities like real-time access to our inventory, order tracking, better filtering options to view product categories, and being the first ones to get notified when a new article is launched are receiving immense appreciation from our distributors. We also launched our D2C e-commerce platform, Doremi.in, to tap on to the online D2C opportunity that is going right now. The platform that we built boasts of our complete range of products, and we are adopting digital marketing activities to increase traction to our website. Going forward for FY 24, our capex target will be around 3 crores, which will increase our installed capacity to around 35,000 pieces per day. We believe our new product launches and the partnership with Disney, coupled with the technology advancements, will give us a significant head start and set us for a good growth trajectory as we enter the new financial year. Over the past years, our efforts have been completely dedicated towards three levers: expanding our product portfolio, growing our distribution base, and transforming digital. Now to talk about our strategy ahead, we'll be growing our business on four fronts. One, we will continue to engage with the market to keep growing our distribution network and add new markets in both domestic and international locations. While in India, we will keep increasing our footprint in tier 2 and 3 cities Globally, we'll be targeting newer regions in Middle East, Africa, and West Asia. Two, we will be leveraging our large distribution network to cross-sell our new product category that we are adding. Three would be about onboarding more and more distributors on our B2B platform and explore opportunities to grow our online business. Fourth pillar will be focusing on increasing brand visibility and recall through various social media campaigns and engagements across stores, which will ultimately drive traffic to our online platform. I think the opportunity that we are tapping, being a homegrown company with a brand in an era that is so brand conscious, is huge right now. On top of that, catering to the kids segment in India that does not have a lot of domestic brands makes the opportunity even huge. I will be now handing over the call to Mr. Neeraj Agarwal, our Chief Financial Officer, who will walk us through the Q4 and the full year FY23 financial numbers. Thank you, everyone, and over to you, Neeraj.
Thank you, Harsh. Good evening, everyone. Let me take you through FY23 results. Our total revenue stood at rupees 37.6 crores, just up by 14.8% Y-on-Y.
Excuse me, this is the operator. I would request the current speaker to come closer to the phone instrument. The audio is unclear.
Is it audible now?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Q4 FY23, our total revenue stood at 37.6 crores, which is up by 14.8% year-on-year. EBITDA was at rupees 5.3 crores, up by 1.6% Y-on-Y, and EBITDA margin was 14.1% against 15.9% in the same quarter last year. Profit after tax stood at rupees 2.2 crores, which was down by 10.2% year-on-year, and tax margin stood at 5.9% against 7.6% in Q4 FY22. Now, taking to you full year's report, our full year revenue stood at 113 crores, which grew by 1.2% year-on-year. Due to low sale volumes during the year as consumption took a hit, our EBITDA stood at rupees 19.5 crores, down by 9.5%. Although raw material prices have eased, inventory levels is in our books well, but when raw material prices were elevated. This ended up impacting our margin. EBITDA margins were at 17.2%, down to 0.4 basis points. We expect margins to improve on the back of price hike and demand recovery in FY24. Net profit stood at 8.3 crores, down 18.6% year-on-year, and tax margin of 7.33%. With this, I think we can now open the floor for our questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anybody who would like to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If your questions have been answered and you wish to withdraw yourself from the queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, you may enter star and one. We have the first question from the line of Sahil Shah from SS Investcorp. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So, basically have some questions with regards to the contribution of the infant wear in the coming financial year, if you can just highlight that.
Infant wear at present is 7% of our revenue. It will go up by 5% in this year. it will be around 12% in current year. 524.
Okay. Okay. And how much would be coming in, how much of the same would be coming from the online platforms?
Online platform we have started by November 22.
Okay.
So at present we have no data for online platform. It will gradually grow and we can give you data after 6 months.
Okay. And since we are in a capex phase, like what is the amount that you are dedicating to the capex for FY24 specifically and in the next year?
This year we are spending around 3 crores. Every year we spend 3 crores in our as a capex in stitching and finishing.
Okay.
And here also we will spend 3 crores.
Okay. And I'll just ask the last question and I'll be coming back in the queue. So this year we have seen some, margins being impacted. So what shall, can you guide us? How would be the margins looking in the coming FY24?
You are asking about the EBITDA margin?
EBITDA margins, yes.
EBITDA margin will be around 20%.
Okay, thanks. I'll be back in the queue. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone phone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Harmeet Desai. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I would like one question on the strategy. So how are we planning to grow our online business going forward?
Online business, हम लोग अभी सोशल मीडिया पे ध्यान देंगे इस क्वार्टर में वहीं से इसको ग्रो कराएंगे और बाकी पिछले साल से हम लोगों ने नवंबर से ही सोशल मीडिया पे ध्यान दिया है तो नंबर्स अभी तक ग्रो नहीं कर पाए हम ऑनलाइन पे पोर्टफोलियो का भी इश्यूज था हमारा एक साइट का भी इश्यूज था वो सब क्लियर हो गया है अब हम लोग ऑनलाइन और ये सोशल मीडिया के थ्रू आराम से इसको अगले कुछ मतलब एक दो महीने में ही इसके नंबर्स दे पाएंगे
ओके एंड सर हाउ इज द अपॉर्चुनिटी विच यू सी इन द ऑनलाइन लाइक फ्रॉम द करंट बिजनेस व्हाट वी आर डूइंग ट्रेडिशनली
करंट बिजनेस में अगर आप देखें हमारा ऑनलाइन का बिजनेस लास्ट ईयर वाज 9 करोड़ फ्रॉम फर्स्ट टाइम दैट इज टोटली ऑनलाइन
ओके
आने वाले टाइम में जैसे हमारा पोर्टफोलियो प्रोडक्ट बढ़ रहा है पोर्टफोलियो में काफी प्रोडक्ट्स बढ़ गए हैं जैसे डिज्नी हम लोगों ने ऑनबोर्ड कर लिया है उसके बाद में एसेसरीज बढ़ रहा है एसेसरीज में मदर बैग वन ऑफ द हमारा कॉस्ट सेलिंग प्रोडक्ट एट ऑनलाइन तो फ्यूचर में काफी अच्छा स्पेस हो सकता है
ओके
किंतु आज के दिन उस पर नंबर्स में कमेंट करना इट्स रियली टफ आफ्टर 6 months वी कैन टॉक अबाउट द नंबर
ओके श्योर सर And sir, just related to online, एक चीज I wanted to ask is, how are you planning to market through online? Like, are we going for a performance marketing or how are we planning to do that?
इसके लिए आपको हर्ष ज्यादा डिटेल में बता सकता हूँ कि मैं हर्ष is taking
So I'll be taking over this answer. What we are doing for performance marketing, so performance marketing is one of the angles that we are using to promote our website. The bigger opportunity that we have here is the big offline market that we already have. So what we are doing is we are doing a lot of packaging activities where we are trying to convert our customers who buy our products offline and convert them directly to us. That is one big opportunity that we have started working on. And performance marketing, both on social media and Google Ads, is of course an activity that we are working very strongly. it will be 2-3 primary platforms for marketing our website.
Okay, thank you. I had one question on financial part. Where, you know, if you can give me a number, like, are we seeing any improvement in our working capital days after we have launched our B2B platform?
Working capital ka days, abhi tak hum logon ka is saal, pichle saal affected hi raha hai. So, is saal humara working capital ka days will be less.
Okay. So, ek ballpark number of, if you can share.
Working capital days is around 180 days.
180 days. And so going forward, like in 2 years down the line or 3 years down the line, how we should look at this number or what is your target?
My target is around 110.
110. Sure, sir. And so as we see that the raw material prices have been increasing, so are we passing through any price hikes to the customers for the same?
Already we have a price hike, but now the materials has been prices has been gone down. So not we are not seeing any hike in future. I think almost around 6 months material we have recovered in the last year, first to last year price only.
Okay. And sir, last question on offline. So, sir, are we planning to go with our own retail stores or brick and mortar kind of a thing? Is there anything under planning?
Yeah, it's in planning. We want to open our own stores in the name of Doremi. It's just a plan now.
Okay. Sure, sir.
Maybe in next quarter or maybe after that quarter, we can say you the numbers also.
Sure, sir. Sir, if I have further questions, I'll join the queue.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone phone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Shahil Shah from SS Invest Corp. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity again. In the opening remarks, we mentioned about the tie-up with Disney. So I'll be happy to learn more about that. You know, how is the arrangement like? Would you be making your own product design along with collaborating with Disney? Would it be through FAMA license, Sama license? And is there any royalty or some kind of thing involved in that?
डिज्नी लाइसेंस आज के दिन हम लोग जो यूज कर रहे हैं वो इसका प्रोडक्ट बनाने के लिए कर रहे हैं, उसमें इसका को ब्रांडिंग हो रहा है, अपना मेन ब्रांड रह रहा है, डिज्नी इज द मेन ब्रांड एंड डिज्नी इज लाइक अ को के करेक्टर्स हम लोग यूज कर रहे हैं, उसके लिए तो हम लोग रॉयल्टी दे रहे हैं 1 ईयर. नेक्स्ट ईयर भी हम लोगों को इसको रिन्यू करना पड़ेगा लाइसेंस को. सेकेंडली जो फार्मा का बात हो रहा है, तो फार्मा में हम लोग का जो एक डिजनी का एक स्ट्रक्चर है उसके अंदर में वो लोग ऑडिट कराते हैं, इसमें 30 ऑडिट आता है, पर उसमें हम लोग डिजनी का जो फार्मा का इंस्टीट्यूशन है उसने इसको पास किया है. उसके बाद में अभी हम वर्ल्ड ओवर किसी का भी अगर डिजनी का कोई काम है तो फैक्ट्री में करवा सकता हूँ.
तो इसमें एक हमारा पे आउट कैसा रहता है, मतलब उनको इन टर्म्स ऑफ अगर कोई क्वांटिफिकेशन है रॉयल्टी का आपके पास कि कितना हमारा रॉयल्टी जाता है इनको?
रॉयल्टी इज अराउंड 10-14% ऑफ द गारमेंट.
थैंक यू. ओके.
थैंक यू सर. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Karan from Niveshai. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Hello.
Sir, you're audible. Please go ahead with your question.
Thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to understand what was the spend on advertisement for the current year, that is FY22, and what it compared to last year, that is FY22. Hello.
Sorry, I can't hear.
Yes, sir. Am I audible right now?
It's audible, but not clear.
Hello. Hello.
Mr. Karan?
Yeah, am I audible right now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I wanted to understand what was the spend on advertisement and marketing for the current year, that is FY23, as compared to the last year, FY22.
Wanted to know about the advertisement and brand expenses.
Yeah, yeah.
Last year, it has been around 0.75 crores. And this year, it will be 2 crores.
Okay. And you mentioned about the EBITDA margin expectation for the next year. Was it around 17%?
Sorry, I can't hear. Can you repeat it?
I wanted to understand what are your EBITDA margin and PAT margin expectation for the next year.
Next year, EBITDA margin will be around 20, maybe 20.5, and the net margin will be maybe 10 plus.
Okay, and we also have experienced an increase in inventory. So, as according to the last call, was it due to the increase in winter wear that we are not able to sell last year?
Increased inventory from last quarter, we have decreased the inventory. Up now, increasing trend. It's a decreasing trend in inventory.
Okay, as compared to the last quarter, it has decreased. Okay.
Yes. It has been decreased by around 15 to 20%.
Okay, that's good. And what would be the expected timeline for undergarments launch? Would it be done in the next quarter or would it be done in the quarter two?
Next quarter only.
Okay, that's great. Also, the last question. So you mentioned about the CapEx target for the next year. So, would that increase our capacity to around 35,000 pieces a day for the next year, FY24?
Yes, 35,000 to 36,000.
Okay, good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone phone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone phone. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everybody. Immense pride at what we are building and the scale we are going at. We would like to thank you for joining into the call today. I hope I was able to address your questions in the best way possible. In case you have any other queries post this call or anything remained unanswered, you may contact our IR team at EY. Thank you. Thank you once again.
Thank you. On behalf of Iris Closing Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.